Good morning. A riot has broken out after the benches used by rough sleepers were chopped up in Belfast city centre. They weren't chopped up by vandals. They were chopped up by the council themselves. They say it was to stop antisocial behaviour. Others have slammed the move as moving homeless people and that problem elsewhere. Joining me now is the Ulster Unionist Councillor, Belfast City Councillor Jim Rogers. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Do you support this, Jim?
Well, Stephen, it's quite simple why we had to remove these benches. Over the last number of months, the vandalism in that little park called Jubilee Square, at the junction of Victoria Street and High Street, which runs alongside St George's Parish Church, the amount of complaints that we have got from people staying in the hotels nearby and those who are going about their business and members of the public in general has been unbelievable. And it's been a source of annoyance there for some time for many people. There's a lot of drinking goes on, drug taking. We've picked up numerous needles and we've had to take action. And it's to be regretted now. I realise that some people have been sleeping rough there, not just during night time, but during the day. But we can't allow it to continue. This is an area which is now attracting a lot of people with at least one new hotel, and we're close to Cathedral Quarter. So are we just to sit back as elected members and as a council and allow people to wreck and ruin, to use that square toilet?
I guess,
definitely,
Jim,
not.
I guess
and
pushing,
that's why these steps have been taken in the interest of health and safety.
I guess, though, Jim,
well, the wider community.
In the interest of health and safety, I guess, Jim, some people might say that while you have the swanky new hotel and Belfast City Council deciding that they will try to clean up the area for business, and cleaning up the area is a pejorative term as well, isn't it? Because what we're talking about here are human beings who were lying on a park bench to stop themselves lying on the cold cement. Is it not callous to have done this at this time of year when temperatures are below zero? And what measures did the council put in, Jim, to consider those human beings who were trying to keep their skin off the bare cold?
Well, I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, Stephen, I'm really concerned with people who are sleeping rough, and I work exceptionally hard to try and resolve the situation. But we do have a very small number who could be going into various hostels and have a bed provided, but they simply don't want to for a number of reasons. Some of them have mental problems, some of them are stubborn, and the council don't treat anybody in a manner which would annoy the rest of the community. But we couldn't allow this to go on any longer. And
allow homeless people to sleep on a park bench.
To see what the council staff have been faced with now for several months. And it cannot be allowed to go on. Whenever we talk,
I don't understand. Jim, let me ask you questions. Hold on. I don't understand how removing a bench stops this antisocial behaviour. Removing a bench does not stop drug taking.
Stephen, let me finish. Whenever we talk to homeless organisations, either as elected members or as a council, they tell us that they can provide accommodation for about 95-96% of all those who are roaming our streets and have nowhere to go in the evenings. But let me repeat, some of the people who have been in Jubilee Square have been there for years. They don't want accommodation, regretfully.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to them.
Well, your heart goes out to them, but now they're sleeping. Now they're sleeping in these temperatures on the cement. They're sleeping on the ground now.
Stephen, I don't want you to be exaggerating the situation.
Fuck, Jim.
Let's be fair.
How am I exaggerating the situation in all seriousness?
What are we to do? Are we just to let our beautiful city to go to rack and ruin through a small number of people going out and not caring about anybody else? Definitely not. We've got to consider the bigger picture and the greater number of people who live in Belfast and beyond.
Those people, Jim, are still in the city. You've just moved them. And you've moved them from where they were off the ground in these temperatures, and now they're on the ground, or they're away to another park bench.
Well, I'm going to put the question back to you. If you were an elected member of Belfast City Council, what would you agree to? Would you be quite happy to allow this square to continue to be used as a toilet? What would you do?
Hardest removing. I'm trying to understand this, honestly I am. Hardest removing the bench, the actual bench, stop them going to the toilet, stop drug taking, stop antisocial behaviour. I don't understand.
Well, Stephen, it does, and a number of the benches have been vandalised. It does, and you may not be aware that recently a well-known hotel in the area applied to Belfast City Council to use that square perhaps once a month to have some events so that it would attract more and more people to that part of Belfast. And we approved that. We're giving it a trial run to learn to run one event. If it goes well, obviously we'll consider more in the future, because that square used to be absolutely beautiful. It's beside a parish church, St George's, and they also have many services, have many events, and we've got to consider them for by, because the noise that was coming from that area was going into the church, and that's not good enough, and we had to take steps. And I regret that we've had to do what we've done. It's most unfortunate, but you have to draw the line somewhere, and we can't allow a little park to be continuously vandalised and used as a toilet because of major health and safety concerns.
So where are those people to sleep tonight?
Well, Stephen, I personally don't know, but let me repeat what I said a few minutes ago. The various organisations who do wonderful work amongst the homeless, they would tell you that they can accommodate the vast majority of the rough sleepers in the city of Belfast. And I take their word for it, because I've been out to see the wonderful job they're doing. And my heart does go out, let me repeat, especially in this festive season, the season of goodwill. But we couldn't allow this to go on anymore. And the amount of needles that have been picked up, you have young people walking past there, you have adults, you have disabled people, and they're seeing what is going on, and they've been complaining in large numbers to Belfast City Council. And as elected members, we want to behave and give proper leadership. But we want to behave in a proper manner,
so this
and
isn't,
that's what we're doing
so
here.
This,
and we've had to draw the line somewhere.
So this isn't about, Jim, a swanky new hotel opens up in the area and the people who are homeless are shunted on so that big business gets the environment. And those
definitely
people, and those people who are homeless and vulnerable, they're just moved on.
No, definitely not. And whilst I want to see new businesses coming into the area, it has absolutely nothing to do with that. This problem has been with us now for some considerable time, but it's been getting worse and worse, and we've had to take steps to try to bring it to an end. The police have been called regularly because of fights amongst some of the sleepers, and also people who have made derogatory remarks at them. And you may recall that about 18 months ago, we removed a shelter on that site, and it was all to do with health and safety concerns. And an online petition, social media outcry started, and this was all to do with us trying to make improvements. But it got to the stage that there's a temporary shelter. There was a pod which came equipped with a light, a mobile phone charger, and a radio, better known as a high pod. And again, we had to move in because people were worried that somebody could set the place alight, and we would never forgive ourselves if one of these rough sleepers was to die.
When I asked you earlier on that look, when these park benches were removed, what was happening to the people who slept on top of them? And you said you didn't know, Jim. Was there no contingency planning or no thought put in by Belfast City Council? Look, we know people are sleeping in these at night time, so therefore, let's try to build in something for them when essentially we remove their place to sleep at night. Was that not built into the thinking?
Stephen, we have a very caring council.
Okay.
Not just from a councillor's point of view, but from officers.
So caring,
before
what was the thinking?
Recommendations or take steps to do anything, they look at the pros and cons.
So what was the thinking?
All these things were looked at.
What was the thinking? So what was done for those people? For those people who sleep on top of those benches at night time, what did Belfast City Council do to mitigate for them because those benches were being taken away?
Well, they checked out with many of the hostels to find out if they could be accommodated. It wasn't just a case of moving in and removing the slots and leaving the brickwork. Consideration
well, that's what happened.
Had been taken. Yes, but consideration had been taken over a number of weeks. We just don't ram stam at things and move people on without realising what the circumstances are going to be. And I know that you're a caring person. Your programme highlights the issues all the time for people who are less fortunate than ourselves. And I welcome that. But, Stephen, not for one moment are we handling this in a rough way and not considering people. We are, and it's most unfortunate what has happened, but we had to do something about it. We couldn't allow it to continue.
Let's see what Silver College is saying this morning. David Nice, Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. I just can't accept what Jim's saying. I mean, he's talking a lot of wool about caring. The fact of the matter is the only people he cares for are the middle class and those people who have a house to go to. These people who are sleeping rough are humans just like me, just like you, and they are entitled to some sort of degree of choice and somebody to speak for them. They are voiceless. And obviously the Belfast City Council have no voice for them there. And I find what he says actually offensive. It doesn't matter whether it's this time of year or any other time of year. Those people, I have stopped and given sandwiches and things to them. I have never had abuse from them. And I just ask, who is speaking for them? I can hear you speaking for them, but certainly the Belfast City Council don't seem to be listening for them. But they're the ones that will spend our money, and they're the ones that will set our rates and take the cream off. And they're the ones who decide where, you know, big hotels can go. So that my point is that come off it. Don't talk about caring. Show a bit of caring.
Well, David, with the greatest respect, it's nothing to do with a hotel or hotels in the area. It's a health and safety issue. When a health and safety issue is drawn to our attention,
health and safety for whom, Jim?
Something about it.
Health and safety for whom?
There's health and safety. There was health and safety problems on that particular park.
But it just so happened to be. No doubt there would be health and safety issues, Jim, around many park benches. But it just so happened to be the case that this park bench beside this new hotel was the focus of the council's health and safety concerns.
Look, leave the hotel out of it.
But the reason I'm bringing the hotel into it is because if you're saying, look, there were health and safety concerns around that, there must be, therefore, health and safety concerns around many park benches, many areas. But this is the one that was taken away.
Well,
so I'm curious. I'm curious that you told us that the hotel wanted to bring in events each month, wanted to bring in some type of culture event. And therefore, it is at least curious, Jim, that this is the area where the council decided to move homeless people on from.
Well, we're also planning general improvements and landscaping to try and reduce any potential friendly social behaviour and to discourage groups of people from congregating in this area, because that's been the biggest problem. People begging there, people drinking alcohol, people threatening individuals, and you cannot allow this behaviour to go on and on and on.
That's a fair point,
and
David.
Elected members, we've got to take action. We've got to do something about it.
So, David, that's a fair point, David. They're trying to improve the city.
Yes, but they must improve the city for the homeless as well. They must build into their planning. They can't just make these people outcasts. I mean, it's not even Christian. I mean, not that I'm a Christian, but I mean, it isn't anything. I mean, if they say they're going to make improvements, then they have to make improvements for everyone. They have to make improvements for the homeless, for the people who are passing by, for the people, you know. And also, I mean, all it really is brushing problems under the carpet. So the, nobody talks about it.
By the way, the hotel we're talking about, let's be very clear about them. This is the Bullet Hotel.
Yes.
They have said that they did not make any representations to Belfast City Council regarding antisocial behaviour or rough sleeping. They said they did not request the removal or alteration to the benches at Jubilee Gardens. And actually, they have nominated the Welcome Organisation, which is a homeless charity, as their charity partner in 2017. And they have been fundraising over the last 12 months to support homeless people in the city.
Yeah.
So that hotel has done quite a lot.
My argument certainly isn't with the Bullet Hotel. The Bullet Hotel is an excellent establishment that serves a lot of people, myself included. But my concern is with the Belfast City Council and their attitude to people who have real difficulties and who are at the bottom of the pile and who can't help themselves.
We're desperate this morning to speak to someone who themselves did sleep out last night, who is homeless. And we've been finding it very difficult to find anybody that does sleep on the streets. We're told by the homeless charities that there are only 4 people in the whole of Belfast sleeping rough. I find that very, very difficult.
I do too, Steve.
To believe. But the homeless charities are the experts. But they've told us less than 4 sleep on the streets. Chris Nixon, good morning to you, Chris.
Morning.
Go ahead, Chris. You were homeless yourself at one stage. I do wonder what it would be like to sleep. I walked out the house this morning, a couple of yards to my car, and you know, the cold just hit me. And the thought that someone is sleeping out in this all night.
You know what? It's not just about the sleeping out. It's about spending time during the day as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the services that homeless people will use, the crash beds at night provided by charities, provided by the third sector. And that's fantastic. This area, Jubilee Gardens, is out of the way of Belfast City shoppers. It's next to a hotel, sure, but it's a place that people can go and gather with people they know on the streets, because that's who they spend all day sitting with. If they're sitting drinking, you know what? You're on the streets. It's 0 degrees out. If that's what gets you through a day, that's fine. When I ran a business in Belfast City Centre, Jim Rogers was very quick to come in, thankfully, multiple times to see if we need any help, any assistance he could provide us. It'd be interesting to know what's been done for these people from the council. Has he been down and asked people who spend time in Jubilee Gardens, who maybe sleep there or maybe spend 8 or 9 hours there during the day, and see how he can offer them assistance? Because I bet you they will not have said, yeah, please take away this bench. It's really inconveniencing us. Health and safety isn't an excuse that goes this far. It's a bench. You've essentially cut off wood and left jagged edges. How's that health and safety? When the homeless pod was removed by Belfast City Council a couple of years ago, the place was in such disarray. Every single bench there was broken, had splinters. The concrete itself was split and hanging off. There were 2 walls falling down. The homeless pod was removed because of health and safety. It's not a catch-all. You can't just lean on that as a crutch when you get rid of things you don't want in society. No one wants homeless people. The solution is stopping homelessness, not getting rid of street furniture.
Chris, this claim that we have been told by the homeless charities that, look, there's only 4 people sleeping rough at night, does that add up to you?
Well, I'd answer that 2 ways. There's between 4 and 12 of the figure I've heard, but I say that number's down quite a lot now due to the last 2 years having 6 or 7 people die on the streets of Belfast. So it does bring the statistics down when that happens.
Have you a question for Jim Rogers?
You know what? I don't even know if I do have a question. The question for Jim would be, is the council going to learn anything from its actions year on year? The charitable sector, churches, people like the Welcome Organisation, absolutely. They do a fantastic job helping people in need like this. The public sector, Stormont, councils, has pretty much sat on a dereliction of duty for years and relied on those other bodies to solve the issue or to help the issue. That's not going to help it. That stalls it.
Jim?
And the first action this year was removing a bench. Well done. Take a bow, lads.
Jim?
Good morning, Chris. And I take on board what you're putting across. Look, these are difficult decisions, and Chris is fully aware of it. And no matter what we do, Stephen, we do, it's never right in the eyes of some people. And because of health and safety, And that's right up at the top of the list of all organisations. It comes even before finance. We had to move in and we had to do something. Rather than see someone be badly injured or worse still, lose their life. And now, through
how are they going to lose their life over a park bench?
We're being heavily criticised. Well, and if there's anything that I can do personally or my colleagues from the council, as well as the council as a whole, to alleviate the problem of homelessness, and we've discussed it many times, well, we will do it.
Well, can I give you an example, Jim? So can I give you an example? The Made in Northern Ireland television series, which has it's basically people from Northern Ireland coming up with new ideas. In last year's series, there was a young woman who came up with basically a bed for homeless people.
This is fantastic, by the way.
And Chris, you covered this with me, Chris Nixon. Yeah. Yep. And this was made of cardboard, cardboard, and it could be rolled out. And it basically took those homeless people off the very, very cold surface of a freezing temperature.
So their skin was insulated heat because of the cardboard, the comb fixture underneath it. So it essentially became a make-yourself warm mattress.
Now, Jim, that's just one example of something that's out there. If the council does indeed care about homeless people, Jim, has the council, when at the same time as taking away those benches, gone out to those people and handed them something, knowing that they were now taking their bed for the night away from them?
Well, what you must bear in mind, I'm not trying to pass the buck here. The homeless issue is mainly the responsibility of our executive staff, which, as we all know, is not functioning at the moment.
So the answer
is
no.
The responsibility. Housing. It's not the responsibility of Belfast City.
Tim, it's not about responsibility, this. It's not about responsibility. It's about, did you do it? Did the council do it?
Well, the council does lots of things.
Did the council do it in this instance? Walk round to those people who don't have a voice. Walk round to those people who are shunned by society and say, there's a piece of cardboard. We're taking your bench away, but there's something to help you through. Or did you just take it away and walk away from them?
I'm not aware of the council going round and offering people pieces of cardboard. I think it would be something more elaborate, but I will look into that. But
well,
myself and
I wonder, was it something more elaborate, which equaled nothing?
No. I'm talking about something which would be much superior than a piece of cardboard. But myself and other councillors who have a caring attitude and approach do speak to many of these people, including those who are begging on our streets, and even make
don't
sure we give them
something.
Don't conflate
the issues of begging and homelessness, Jim.
Look, we are trying to support getting more housing in Belfast, but many of these people don't want to be in a house. They don't want to be in an apartment or a flat or a bungalow or even some of the homeless, being in some of the homeless hostels. And that's the big difficulty. And the figures that have been given to you, only a few months ago, the figure that we heard was 6. Now we've been told from your programme it's down to 4. And we have to accept these figures because these are the experts. These are the people who are gathering statistics. And the housing executive, at meetings that we have with them regularly, tell us that the figures are down to single
numbers. Well, look, here's all I would say to everyone listening to this programme this morning. If indeed it is only 4 people out in the cold during either the day or night, then how come so many of us walk past people lying on the ground? Paul McCusker, SDLP councillor. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Do you think these benches should have been taken away?
Absolutely not, Stephen. And it's interesting to hear that Jim knows quite a lot about this, because the first time I heard about this was actually in the media. It's almost like someone in the council thought that people who use these benches are an eyesore and a blight on our landscape. Jim, of course, was a supporter of, there was discussion a number of months ago about having exclusion zones for homeless people in the city centre. I mean, so I feel that it was wrong that these benches were removed. I'm on the streets 3 nights a week with the homeless. And most recently, there was a lady using these benches who was homeless for quite some time. So they are used, But removing benches isn't going to solve anything. And, you know, there was a lack of consultation. This had never come in front of any committee within the City Council. So I would ask some questions, and I wrote the Chief Executive to ask questions around who made this decision, and there should have been more consultation and discussion with councillors and homeless charities as well. Yes, we've got low numbers on the streets, but we can't become complacent, and we have to keep the focus on to ensure those who would be at risk of rough sleeping do get enough support. But people who used...
So if this didn't go through committee, then who made the decision?
Well, that's the thing, Stephen, and I have wrote to the Chief Executive to ask that question. You know, there's been a lack of consultation, and Jim seems to be knowing quite a lot there about the whole process. But as a councillor, you know, my party knows nothing about it. So, you know, the process hasn't been followed. It hasn't been a decision through committee. Yeah. So I would imagine it was made by an officer.
Well, we asked Belfast City Council who took the decision, and they've blanked us.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. But I think, you know, this needs to be discussed through committee. You know, and when I got a response from the Chief Executive's office to say that, you know, these benches can be replaced. So, you know, I would be asking for that to happen. But the bottom line is, people who use this Jubilee Gardens throughout the day do come from hostels. They've lots of problems themselves. We need to be looking at supporting them better, not removing benches.
That woman you talk about who used one of these benches.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Well, I run the St Patrick's Soup Kitchen, Stephen, and I also am a volunteer at the Welcome Organisation, so I would be on the streets quite a lot. I deal with this lady, you know, she hasn't been here a number of weeks, but she spent quite a considerable amount of time at Jubilee Gardens using those benches. You know, we bring sort of aid to her, we bring her some food and tea and coffee at nights. So, you know, it has been used by rough sleepers. As I say, this lady has moved on to accommodation, but, you know, she was using this garden.
Jim?
Stephen, in regards to public, in regards to health and safety, the City Council will move in quickly to take action in case someone's injured or very badly hurt. And as I understand it, that's one of the things that happened in this case. Not everything needs political approval. Not everything has to go through a council committee. And there could well be plans to replace the seating as part of this environmental improvement scheme. But again, members of council, if they're interested, they will try and find out more what is actually going on. But as I understand it, it's because of the major problems that have been, has arisen in this area that we've had to take steps regretfully. And obviously people have had to go elsewhere to try and find somewhere to lie.